Yudches Nisan Moadim Lesimcha Welding Nisimun Kuf Gimel Alocha Gimel. We're going to Alocha Yud Aleph. We were discussing yesterday is the laws of Kavod, and today we're going to be discussing Oynig, the pleasure, the delight that we're commanded to have on Yom Tov. So Chazal say that a person has to eat. This includes that during on the Yom Tov, a person has to eat two meals, one at night, one during the day. Shilat, what we call Shalashudis, which we have on Shabbos, the meaning is not to do on Yom Tov alone. There's a whole discussion in the Rishonim and the Poskim if to do so or not. The exception actually is, as we'll discuss, Achon Shel Pesach. In any case, there's an obligation also to do Kiddush on Yain before you do the meal, and to have what's called Lechem Mishneh, just like on Shabbos, because according to most opinions, the same miracle that took place with the man falling double portion before Shabbos happened also before Yom Tov, and a person should increase in meat and wine and all types of different delights. Interesting that the person can point out there's a major discussion if this is an obligation to have meat. Is it still an obligation to have meat b'zman hazeh or not? Or is the mitzvah really even to be yotzei with wine or anything that you like? And what Chalio also writes, that in the halacha, it's really what a person likes. If a person likes milchiks, they could have milchiks. Some still try to have meat, and therefore, if a person can have it, kazayis meat is beautiful. But if a person really doesn't like meat, they definitely have what to rely on. When it comes to every yom tov kiddush at night, so we say afterwards she'echayon, and this she'echayon applies to every single yom tov. And the exception is, which we're going to coming up to, which is called Leil Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Why is that? Because it's not a yom tov in itself; it's a completion of the Pesach holiday, and therefore you do not say she'echayonu. Now, so this applies to both Leil Shvi'i and Leil Shmini, the 2 days of Pesach. We do not say she'echayonu. It's not a regel b'fnei atzma. The women, at the time of lighting candles, so they don't make she'echayonu in any yom tov according to the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. Some do, and the minhag, of course, today is, I think, even by the Sfaradim, I saw Mordechai Levi writes, but certainly by the Ashkenazim, women make a she'echayonu by lighting candles. Or they yotze, they fulfill the obligation when they hear their husbands make kiddush, or they make kiddush themselves, they say she'echayonu. There's a discussion, a debate, what happens if they say she'echayonu, what do you do about the amein that the husband is making in the kiddush? And the Moshe finds in Zechut Tzadik, we've already writes, that it is not considered an interruption to say amein to the she'echayonu that the husband is making. There's also an interesting discussion on Moshe the Gabi Kiddush, should you stand or sit? Well, Moshe actually writes that the only time there's even a custom to stand is by Kiddush on Shabbos, because it's a form of testimony, Vayichul HaShemayim Ve'olot at night. Nevertheless, in truth, there's many different customs. One should follow the custom. If a person doesn't have a custom, he says that they should be saying Kiddush sitting down, to the exception of Shabbos. There's an obligation to gladden one's wife and children and anyone that's with him. Interesting language. Everyone according to what's appropriate to them. Mishnah actually says if a person can't afford to buy jewelry for his wife, he should at least buy shoes. Could be today's shoes maybe even more expensive. But a person has to find what's going to make that member in his family happy. The example that the Kitzur gives is when it comes to children, giving them walnuts and different delights. Today, that probably has to change too. Not going to certainly excite them if you're giving them walnuts. Women in their clothing, tachshitim, as we mentioned, and jewelry, and men enjoy having meat and wine, and therefore that's something that a person should increase. And in fact, the Kitzur says that it should be more when it comes to food on Yom Tov than Shabbos. Why is that? Because it says simcha, meaning in addition to onigos, it says simcha, which does not apply to Shabbos. There's actually a whole discussion about that in Yerushalmi, and there's also a mechilta. But in any case, this is the psak that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is saying, and plus also big deyonta. That means when you have a choice between a fancy suit, should you wear it on Shabbos or Yom Tov? The answer is because there's an additional aspect of simcha, so therefore on Yom Tov, it trumps Shabbos in regard to food and when it comes to clothing. On the second day of Pesach, which we just celebrated, there's a mitzvah during the second meal to do a zecher to Sudas Esther, it's called. To have something that's unusual for Sudas Esther. Why? Because on this day is when Haman was hanged. On the first day of Shavuos, we're not so far from that, right? Today is Shlosh Yom Lo'imel, counting towards Shavuos. So there's a custom to eat milchiks. So many reasons are given for this. One is actually a remez that the Kiddush says Mincha Chadasha LaHashem B'Shavu Yisechem, which is a korban that's brought on Shavuos, is the Rosh HaTevis, is the first letters of Mechalav for milk. So a person should eat not just milk. Kitzur Shachar says also things that are made of honey. Honey. What's the combination of honey and milk? Because the Torah was likened to, which we just read in Shir Hashim, it says, "Dvash v'chalav tachas l'shenech." Honey and milk is underneath your tongue. It refers a reference to the Torah and the secrets of Torah and the delicious and the sweetness of Torah. That's what when it comes to children, right? When they come to the age of three, they give them the letters. They put honey on the letters. And since we're eating milk, so of course you have to be careful with the laws of milk and meat, meaning after milk you're allowed to eat meat. But there's laws which we're going to discuss that a person has to be careful rinsing, make sure the hands are not, don't have any milk. Also that the mouth is cleaned out, what's called kinuach hanadacha. So you eat something and you wash your mouth out. And if it's hard cheese, so there's also, you have a person has to wait a certain amount of time. And there's a mitzvah to eat, since there's a mitzvah to eat meat every single yontos. Again, he's repeating this point that there's a mitzvah to eat meat. You have to be careful that you shouldn't come to any iser of basav echal. There are many customs. Maybe another time we'll discuss the customs of Shavuos, that there are those that are more lenient. In fact, the Ramah himself seems to hold that you're having meat and milk and then meat right afterwards. And that's the reason, well, one of the reasons why you do that is because to have Shtei Alechem, to have two different breads. And it reminds us of the two breads, the Shtei Alechem, which is a special korban that was brought on Shavuos. Okay, when it comes to eating and drinking on the Moed, it's a mitzvah aseh. So nevertheless, Kitzur teaches us, he has such an incredible ashkafa. He says, a person should not be, okay, so there's a mitzvah, so I'll just go sit and eat and drink all day and I'll get a mitzvah. No. It says, Lashem Lekecha also. So it says, Lashem Lekecha means that it should be for Hashem too. So even though on the one hand it says, Atzeres Yalachem, here Atzeres is referring to Shavuos. So it says, to Hashem, it says for you. So Chazal say, split it up. Chetzel Hashem, Chetzel Hashem. And therefore, a person should be busy learning Torah. And even on Shavuos, Chazal Taka say, the Gemara Psachim, that everyone agrees as has to be Lachem, but it has to be a 50-50 split. It's interesting that there's actually a Cheshbon, the Mishmur, I think, makes a Cheshbon exactly how to split the day. But the idea is that there should be a healthy balance. Another important thing to keep in mind, the Kitzur says, the person that's drinking, he has an obligation to feed the those that are almanas, that means widows, or yesaimim, orphans, or other types of anim that are miserable. As it says in the Pasuk, V'alevi V'agova Yosim, someone that locks his courtyard and eats and drinks with his wife and children, and he doesn't feed the poor and the people that are bitter and bitter souled. You know, many times the people that are mamish need chizuk. This is not considered Simchas Mitzvah. It's considered the famous language of the, I think it's Rambam, that says Simchas Kresai, the joy of his stomach. And in this, it says very scary things that their sacrifices are really defiled sacrifices. And this simcha is really a shame, as it says in the pasuk in Malachi. So therefore, a person has to be so careful. It's not always easy to have the proper guests, and even to have umlalim and poor people, where you, in the sound like in the old days, you went to shul and you found people like that, although some shuls you will. But rather, one of the ways of making sure that that's taken care of is to give money to the local gemachs and everything else, and the tzedakah funds, whether it's kupas ezra, and Tumchei Shabbos, all the different local charity places. In this way, one is taking care of their obligation. When a person's eating and drinking and joyful in the regel, lo yimshich b'yayin v'yischoik v'kadosh, so we should be careful that on one hand we're drinking and we're joyous, but it should be, a person has to be careful that it should not end up being lightheaded. This is a tremendous challenge, I think, especially in this generation, maybe all generations, to make sure that the gashmias, the physical, doesn't transform us into, take us to the wrong place. So a person should say that this is the challenge. A person should say, well, listen, I want to get closer to Hashem. I want this to be a simcha shemitzvah, because the danger is that if it's shichus and tzchoy kalos roish, that's not true joy. This is where a person gets lost. We're thinking that he's drinking and he's happy, but really is in a place of what's called lightheadedness. And we were never commanded to be lightheaded and to be silly. Rather, it has to be a simcha that has avodas yetzer kol. That means that a person is serving, like we say in the pasuk, give this Hashem b'simcha. It has to be an avodas Hashem. Maybe that's really the key point that we need to focus on, the fact that am I serving Hashem? Am I working on myself and getting closer? How do we know? Because it says in the pasuk, tachas shalavat Hashem b'gam simcha tuvdeva. So it means that joy has to be directly connected to avodas Hashem and not an independent experience of just being joyful and eating and drinking. So therefore, that's what the Kitzur says, Alamadata Shavoida hi besimcha, meaning to say, Avodas Hashem and being lightheaded is a contradiction. So therefore, it must be that when we save this in besimcha, and the simcha has to be connected to Avoida, and the only way to really fulfill this is to make sure that that joy is connected to Avodas Hashem. So says the Kitzur in the next halacha, Midas Chasidim, that have Hashem in front of them all the time. And whatever they're doing, they're knowing, they're connecting it to Hashem. So when they're in a joyful state, what they do is the following. They more and more meshabech, they praise and they bless Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that gave them all this joy. And the person should say in his heart, doing his joy and his pleasure, listen to this amazing Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. If this is the joy of the world, and even though really it's futile, because right after we eat and we drink, even if we're in the right place, at the end of the day, there's what's called Tuga V'tzal, there's pain, there's sorrow, that we're not finished with all the galus. So nevertheless, a person, and it's something that we tap into, it's something special. So what can you imagine what's going to be Simchas Olam Haba, which is something that's continuous and there's no pain afterwards. And therefore, v'yispalel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we should be doing when we're in this state of joy, is daven to Hashem, please give me a good heart to serve you and to do your will with complete heartness, with a complete heart. V'samchenu b'simchas Olam, we should be zeichet to that everlasting eternal joy, and be zeichet Olam Haba to be le'ol be'ol, what a powerful lesson, to bask in the light of the countenance of the living God, meaning the living King Hashem. Havai, we should be zeiche. Have a beautiful Mo'adim L'Simcha.